Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Yay! A lovely Friday. With me and Joe. Ooh. No Ethan today.
No Ethan. Nothing to report. And no replacement. We have got producer Alexa behind the camera, but due to a terrible car accident, he's not fit to be on
camera. Do you not trust Alexi to speak?
No, it's not that. Here's what it is. So we've got Alexi in, who is the producer on the Scotty Motor podcast. He also works for Stretford Paddock.
Rival.
You know, we don't necessarily go very far for our replacements, but it was very much short notice. So we didn't want to be like, oh, you have to come in, you have to be on, you have to be like trying to be funny, all this stuff. So we just said, come in, you know.
It can be a nerve-wracking thing, isn't it, replacing Ethan?
Yeah.
Oh. Not many people can replace the extremely... What are you doing here?
I ate it. Do you know when you get a coffee and the ancillary hole at the top...
Can I stop you with the word ancillary? I have not a clue what it means. What is it?
It sort of means like helping and to the side of the main thing. So you could have like an ancillary, you know... hole, or an ancillary soldier or something, not the main guy, but you right, unit around the back and you can see what's going on. It's sort of like a side portion.
Yeah.
So this, you've got the main hole, obviously the mouth hole.
Yeah.
But then, without that, you may not have even noticed it. There's a second hole at the top of the cup.
So yeah, for the audio listeners, you got your lid.
Yeah.
Big hole that you drink from.
Yeah.
And then if you just sort of go run your finger
towards the end of it,
you'll see a little hole.
Yeah. And that hole, what that does is, so when you're drinking, you can suck air through the smaller hole that allows the drink to come through more smoothly and more quickly without having a build-up of suction. Whereas with this, and you get this a lot in your chains, because they're making so many flipping lids all the time, the ancillary hole gets tighter and tighter and tighter to the point where sometimes it's not even punctured, whereas now I've punctured my own hole.
You've punctured your own hole.
Not the first time, I've punctured my own hole, and now we take a sip.
Smooth. Delicious, yeah, smooth as you like.
So, I think we should just get straight into it.
Yeah.
We're sat here with Pret-a-Manger cups,
mm-hmm.
and that can only mean one thing, Joe.
Yes.
We have a little bit, and this is the first time for Sloppy Joe's, we have a battle on our hands.
It is both the 1 out of 10 club, like we do on a Friday, and for me, the 9 out of 10 club that we do on Tuesday's episode.
So, here's the thing. What we're about to present now, it's the same food. I think it's a 1 out of 10, and Joe thinks it's a 9 out of 10.
I can't believe you think it's this bad.
But here's the thing. I've never had it from Pret. So, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you the Pret-a-Manger porridge.
Right. Now, here's what you're thinking.
Or as they call it, Pret's proper porridge. Oh, because we're so cute.
Shut up. Pret, if you don't know. I think it's in America now, Pret, by the way. I was in New York with you and saw a couple of Pret's kicking about.
Presumably it's French.
Yeah. Is it? No, it's English. I think they just stole the name.
Okay.
Yeah. It's bad that, isn't it, in a way, I guess.
What does Pret-a-Manger mean? Prepare to chew?
Could you Google that, Alexi, and just shout it out really loud?
I think it means prepare to chew.
No, it
prepare
doesn't.
Prepare to eat.
Prepare to eat. You only prepare to chew.
Well, Manger is... Anyway, go on.
Right, so I... Look at me. What kind of, when you think of breakfast foods, what kind of things do you think of straight away?
I think of things that sizzle. I think of them. Do you know what I mean? When you look at you, and I know a bit about you, I think of things sizzling in a pan.
Right.
I think of someone going, black or white pudding. Do you know what I mean? I think of that.
Yeah. Both, please.
Would you like brown sauce or red sauce?
So what happened was, about 5 years ago, Joe, let me take you on a journey with the Pret porridge.
2018.
Ready to eat, eh?
Yeah, but you said ready to munch.
I said prepare to chew, which is...
Right, prepare to chew.
It's like the start of a hot dog eating contest, isn't it?
The start of a big festival.
Yeah, prepare to chew.
Oof, clip that. I was trying to be healthy in 2018. So...
Went well.
Of course, where I was working in Spinningfields in Manchester, there is a Greggs and there is a Pret-a-Manger. So what did I do in my healthy boy ways?
Greg's.
That was only on a Friday. I headed into the Pret-a-Manger, got myself a coffee, and I thought, ooh, what's healthy? What's healthy in a breakfast time?
Healthy for breakfast, I guess the obvious one would be some sort of like fruit and yogurt. That's quite healthy.
You're supposed to say porridge.
But also, porridge.
Porridge. And then,
what is it? What?
Technically, no, Joe, don't look at it. Don't look at it. I want you just to take a spoonful. All right. Stop. Let me tell you the rest of my story.
Okay.
I then go up to, oh my God, it's so good. I then go up to the studio where I was working, put a little bit of honey in it, because that's what you get given.
Yeah.
And I just took a spoonful and I was like.
Put a couple of spoonfuls of honey in it, put 3 sausages, 2 bacon, 1 hash brown, a toast, a fried bread, a black pudding, a white pudding, a tomato and a tin of beans in it. And it was lovely.
This is the nicest thing I've ever had. I want you to, honestly now, okay. I'm not going to have a spoonful of mine.
So my thoughts on porridge, typically, are it's essentially just sloppy nonsense, isn't it? It's pure carbs, there's no real goodness in there. Obviously, there's the sort of whole grain effect, but who even knows if that's a real thing. But it's kind of a one flavour, one path
right,
thing.
So right, Joseph, take a nice
piece. So you've pre-hunted these?
I pre-hunted them, boys, just the way I like it. Joe's gone all in on the porridge. For the audio, get a little bit in there, Joe. For the audio listeners, Joe's face is exactly how my face was, because it's quite mysterious porridge. It's like nothing you've ever had
in your... It's not like a normal porridge. There's big sort of pearls of...
There's weird chewy balls.
It's almost like rice pudding.
Let me have a little go as well. It's fucking delicious. And I was like, right, if this is all it takes to be healthy, well, call me Mr. Healthy. And I had porridge for about 2 weeks before I realised I was putting on weight.
Yeah, because there is...
How many calories is it?
300 calories per 100 grams.
Oh, God.
What? No, this can't be right. Oh, no, sorry.
No, that's fucking hell.
Kilojoules, not a kilo
calorie. No, I was going to say, that's about 600 calorie pot.
72 calories. 216 calories per pot.
Right, that's not too
bad,
is it?
That's not bad at all. And then you put the 2 things of honey in, that's probably another 150.
Yeah.
So you're looking at around 375 per pot, which if that's your breakfast, that's not bad at all.
Now, porridge, yes, you're thinking of the Quaker boys, aren't you? You know, Quaker Oats. Who was the other guy who ran
there? There's that Scottish motherfucker with a ball there that he's throwing. What's he called?
Oh.
You know what I mean, don't
you? I know what you mean straight away, the Scottish guy.
Big Jack Scottish man, kilt on, shirtless, I'm thinking.
Yeah, sexy.
Is he shirtless?
No, I don't think he's. I think he's got some sort of blue outfit on.
Oh, he might have
he might have like his sort of chest hair popping out.
I can definitely envisage the rippling arms of him. And he's throwing some sort of ball. Maybe that's just like a... Do you know you get those hot chocolate things where you put them in the milk and then they melt and then they release the marshmallows? Maybe that's a ball of oats that he melts into thing. But yeah, so he's there.
He's there.
You've got Quaker, of course.
Yeah, you've got the little packets where you... Sort of pour milk into it.
Then you've got, you're ready breck.
You're ready breck. Oh, ready breck.
What is that?
I don't even know. But this is like porridge that you've never had before in your life. And I get your idea of porridge is 1 out of 10 club. That's why I've sort of come back at you and went, hold on, this isn't porridge, mate. Like, this is like you've never had before.
This isn't porridge. This is like... this is like a little sort of chubby, creamy soup. Because in my head, when I think of porridge, I think of like... So thick you could roll it into a ball.
Yeah.
It's got these little, like, sort of dry, sort of almost like gravel in there. Whereas this is like, oh, it's bubbly. It's round. It's creamy. It's
so
smooth.
Creamy, isn't it?
It couldn't be creamier.
Mm. Right. I honestly think it's the nicest porridge ever.
That's the nicest porridge I've ever had. not even close.
Because... I don't think it is porridge.
It's not porridge. That's how they get you.
Yeah.
That's why they call it Pret's proper porridge.
Mm-hmm.
The emphasis on proper there is that like what you've been eating this whole time ain't even porridge.
What did you do for school, Joe, when you got up like dead early? Did you ever eat breakfast?
So, first things first, wake up.
Quick wank.
Wake up, have a massage off my mum. Start the day. Then...
Wait. Cool. You quick massage off your mum?
Yeah, she'd give me a massage when I wake up.
Okay. What kind?
Just a little back shoulder massage.
Are you lying?
I'm not.
So you were waking by...
I've never thought about this before in a long time.
Did all your siblings get a little massage?
No, it was just me. So what happened was, this was one of the many pretty much ill-fated attempts to make me behave better at school. So one was like, tell me off, obviously. I got told off all the time. So it wasn't all this like be nice to the bad kid kind of behavior. Yeah. This was like desperation mode at this point. There was be nice, be nasty, ground me when things go wrong. Mm-hmm. Then there was just stick, just give him cash if he's good.
Yeah.
So this is when we went down the sort of positive reinforcement route.
That is a, did that ever work? What was the closest?
The massage was good. So I started off in the morning with a 10-minute massage. The
10 minutes?
The idea being...
It's unbelievable.
The idea being that maybe if I was more relaxed and chilled out and less stressed, then I'd be better at school. Didn't work. But I tell you what, I love those bloody massages.
I bet they were great.
Fantastic.
She's still doing them if you ask politely.
She hasn't for a while, but maybe I could.
Yeah, maybe if I
start acting up again. Maybe if I start acting up, she'll suggest it. But yeah, looking back, I'm the only person I know who used to get massaged by their mum in the morning before school.
Yeah, we've got to leave that there. And then what happens? Post-massage?
Post-massage. So then, oh, you're not going to like it again. So here's what breakfast would be. It would be a rotating cast, okay? So it would be anything between toast, obviously, classic.
Yeah.
But the one that I really liked was, you know rice cake?
Rice cakes.
You know rice
cake? Yeah, I know a rice cake. Like...
Yeah,
rice
like,
cake.
Like a Snackerjack, but plain.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the corn cake?
No.
So it's like slightly thinner, less air, slightly crispier, tastes like corn.
Nice.
Right. Similar, same shape, same
disc.
Would
you get these in Sainsbury's?
Just get them in a Tesco, yeah.
We
just
got really?
Tesco, yeah. Corn cake with peanut butter and banana on it is...
Nice. That actually sounds quite nice.
Fantastic thing. You get the protein and the fat of the peanut butter. You get whatever...
You don't need to think about that as a kid.
You get whatever the hell is in a banana.
The protein, the fat, the peanut butter, but the great carbs, thing, the corn cake.
That's what I was doing.
I was thinking about the...
Mate, that was me. I was like a young...
Then what did you do?
There was another one that I used to have that I've never seen since. And they were called wheat... Not wheat crunches, because that's a crisp. They were called something else. They would look like little pillows. And they were tiny and they were like wheat... I think they were called wheat crunches.
What? And did they have something in the middle of
them? They were cereal. No, they were empty. But they had a weird taste to them, but they were lovely. And they were Quaker, I think.
Yeah. So you just like...
So I'd have them with cereal.
You wouldn't know what you're going to have really on
the
day.
No, but the main one was corn cakes, peanut butter and jam and
oh, the jam made an appearance there.
Yeah, sometimes we'd have jam on there as well.
Crikey, you got it all.
What would you have?
Right. So essentially, get up in the morning. Mm. Me and my mum used to love the Special K diet. Do you remember that diet? For those of you who don't know, it was advised to you in the year 2005-06 that if you just ate Special K all day, you'd be sound, and you would be. But you'd also be fucking well and healthy, wouldn't you?
And you would be.
3 bowls of Special K a day,
that's
and apparently you'd be done.
It was like. Just like, do you know normal diets are like, right, we're going to be cutting calories so you can have a chicken breast and some spinach. Then for dinner, you can have a little bit of this, but you're going to use the low-fat coconut milk.
Yeah.
That's what most diets are like. This diet was just, do you know all that food that you have and love? Replace all that with Special K.
Yes. Just 3 bowls a day, Sam. It was wild, wasn't
it? You could do that with anything. Just, what are you having for lunch? I'll just have 3 Diet Cokes all day. Yeah, of course. You're having about 700 calories a day.
Yeah.
Of course you're losing weight. You're also just eating brown flakes.
That brings
not enough.
That brings me to a diet someone recommended on our podcast. In fact, it's such a funny comment. I had to read it out to you. So this is on 102, the episode
we'll
where
get
I...
to the scores, by the way, of the press.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Start again then.
Episode where I sort of, we said, adopted Statman Dave. There was a guy who suggested, here we go, Mr. Don Juan McGrath, have you ever considered the keto or carnivore diet?
Oh, no.
You can eat chicken wings, bacon, all the good stuff. An advert's just started. So I have been deep-throating wings left, right and centre twice a week and I've lost 20 lbs. What does that mean?
20 pounds. That's probably because he's actually
in 3 weeks, eggs, bacon, cheese, steak, mince, etc. You can get keto wraps and make fuck-off burritos as long as you don't go crazy and it's low carbs. If Dodgy Dave... Oh, no, can't say that. But right.
Keto diet.
Keto diet. What is it? Should I go for it?
Well, before we get to that,
should
we score this?
We all know it's 9 out of 10.
Honestly, I never thought it would be possible for porridge to be 9 out of 10. Whatever that is, and we've agreed it's not porridge, these pearls of wisdom that they put in cream in a pot... in my mouth are fantastic. For me, honestly, it's 9 out of 10. It's so enjoyable. It's incredible. It's so
delicious.
Nice.
So sorry.
Well done, Pret.
Sorry that the 1 out of 10 club has done a U-turn today.
But
Pret, you've done all right. Although, I asked for an iced coffee in Pret. My God.
What happened?
Should have seen it. It's like I asked for some sort of like weird lobster caviar dish. Iced? Yes.
It's on your menu.
It's a very hot day as well.
It's a hot day.
So keto diet.
Joe, talk to me about the keto diet.
Because well, I've just been told about it. Apparently, I can eat chicken wings all I want.
Do you know what it is?
No.
So essentially, it is... I mean, everyone's been talking about it for about 5 years. It's very much one of your sort of your Joe Rogan-y type diets, where I think a lot of people heard about it through him over the last few years. But basically, just low carb. A lot of meat, a lot of fat, veg, cut out bread, cut out pasta, cut out all that stuff.
Okay, but then you replace it with meat.
Well, you replace it with meat, but also, you, I guess if you're going to be losing weight, you can't replace all of it.
I have heard of the carnivore diet, and this guy keeps popping up on my... on my For You page on Twitter. No, TikTok, sorry. And he's from round here. I think he's from Wilmslow. He's a United fan. He goes to, what do I do when I go to the games, right? So he goes to the United games and he brings 10 burgers with him in a bag. And I'm like, what is this guy's life? And he has like four eggs and a big steak for breakfast.
So carnivore diet is only products from animals, isn't it?
He can
only
eat eggs. Some form of low cal cheese, like you're not gonna get sort of like a Stilton kicking about. Right. You can have like a low cal mozzarella and then meat.
No veg.
Oh, he kicks off at veg.
No, obviously no rice, pasta,
no,
bread.
No rice or anything.
I've seen this, and there's a couple of things that worries me.
Looks good though, doesn't it?
It looks good for a weekend, and after that, it looks like absolute pure hell. Essentially, Firstly, you don't need to take any food to the United game. You can go 2 hours without eating. You don't need to take 10 bags of burgers or whatever it is. Right? You can. When I go to watch Man United, I don't eat anything. You don't need to eat. It's not like, we all take a lasagna to the game, don't we, normally? Us normal fans. He's got to take 10 burgers. I've not heard of that. Just don't eat for 2 hours. It's fine. Also, I watched this woman on TikTok who's a carnivore. And again, this carnivore thing seems to have come from... It seems to have trickled down from Jordan Peterson, from what I can work out.
He loves beef and water, doesn't he?
It does. He loves beef and water.
Don't lie.
That's what he does. He has beef, salt and water. That's it.
Oh, salt and missed that one.
But yeah, that's essentially just crystallised beef.
He's lying.
I don't think he's lying. But I think it would be the worst thing in the world. And I saw this woman. She was eating a steak. What do I feel? Steak. And then, do you know, in America, they have the stick of butter, don't they? We have the tub of butter or the block of butter. Whereas in America, they like the stick. I don't know why they've gone that way. They just did. She's eating a stick of butter like a Mars bar.
That's mad. Can I say, you just remind me, one of his snacks as well, it was just called Butter Bites. So what you do is you just get butter in a pan.
And bite it.
Turn it. No. Turn it into some sort of like brown butter, do you know?
Yeah, and then cook it for a long time.
And then just put it in ice cube trays and put it in the freezer. And when it's done, it's like a brown butter fudge, you called it.
It's just butter, though, isn't it?
It's just essentially butter.
I don't understand how the health benefits can be so much better than just having steak and broccoli. Oh. That it's worth only eating four foods for the rest of your life. That doesn't seem sustainable to me. Would you try that? And because I know you've tried a few diets and you know you're conscious of your health.
Yeah, well, the Special K one didn't work.
No, because you were just having you were having three boxes a day, not three bowls. That was the issue, wasn't it?
I just thought it was unlimited.
Yeah.
I think the keto diet, it does sound pleasing. Now you mentioned it, a friend of mine did go on the keto, but he just said he pissed a lot. He couldn't control his bladder.
That's not good, is it?
He just said he was just pissing left, right and centre. Something about it doesn't help with your pissing. Maybe you can help me on that. I would try the carnivore, but do you know what it sounds? Expensive.
That's the other thing, isn't
it? This guy's eating steak every day.
Well, I think, roughly speaking, I don't know if this is exactly true, but as a rough rule,
this is a
gram of protein has got roughly the same amount of calories as a gram of carbs.
Yeah.
So, like, if you had 200 grams of pasta, how much does that cost? 30 pence?
Yeah, not a lot.
200 grams of steak is about £8.
Yeah.
Or like £6 or whatever. Like, it's literally like so 10 expensive. Times more expensive than having the equivalent in carbs. So it is fucking expensive, that.
How's life in general for you, by the way? You still doing yoga?
Yeah, did 7 a.m. yoga on Wednesday.
Good.
Namaste. We had a different teacher. Someone walked out halfway through. It's class.
Why? Was it too hard?
I don't know what happened.
Have you got to know people in the group yet?
Well, there's a few people. So I'll go with Lizzie.
Yeah.
And there's a few people that we recognise there, but we don't. I don't say hello to anyone. I don't know them. But you see them in there. They see them coming in. And normally the teacher was, it was this woman, and she was very much more like flowing and like into this and into that.
Nice.
And then this guy was more like, he'd come round and like move you into place.
Oh, so you're a bit more rough and ready.
A bit more like into it. First thing, shirt off, exposing his body.
A good looking lad.
He's doing all right.
That's quite intimidating, that, isn't it?
Big time.
I know, it's fine for Lizzie, but if I took Becky to like a class and then some girl just come in and like detopped herself, you'd be like,
would you leave?
I wouldn't leave.
You should leave in solidarity.
We're leaving.
Right, we're out.
Oh, I've just left my keys in the
shut the window like that.
Yeah, but that's mad, isn't it? The first thing to do.
Yeah, shirt off. And then the next thing he did a handstand where he just leaned into it and lifted his legs up in the air. Like some kind of like incredible animal. So everyone was like, right, shit, this guy yoga is hard. Because I've only ever been to 3 yoga classes, so I don't know anything. Yeah. I don't know any of the names. But this guy was very yogery. I think some people found it a bit intimidating.
Did they? I would definitely, especially if I just want to do it for a bit of fun.
Yeah.
What's the best position you do?
I like the one where you just lay on your front and bend your knees and just lay down with your head on the floor.
Have you ever?
Didn't fall asleep.
Have you ever accidentally, because it's 7 a.m, stuff's still waking up in your body. You know, have you ever needed the toilet or like did a little trump?
Oh, big time, all the time. I was farting way through the second class that we did. Just farting the whole time.
What?
Yeah, because you're bending up, you bring your knees to your chest. You bring your knees to your chest now and tell me that a fart
100%
every time. I just let it out.
What? And what happens
people
to
look?
Oh God, yeah. Oh, that's not.
But what are you gonna do? Yoga's meant to be about mindfulness. It, like, it's about the body as a whole.
How am I trying to think about like peacefulness when I can smell some sort of awful stench from your ass?
I just think it's what the body was meant to do. How are you?
I'm good. I'm off to, well, as of time of recording, I'm off to the final ever Wingfest of the year.
Final ever Wingfest of
the year. It sounded weird, that, didn't it?
So Bristol. Not ever then.
Oh, we're going to Bristol. Shout out to Sandwich, who've already invited us down.
Are you going
to
go?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I've got a couple of news stories, so what I prepared for Friday.
Okay.
And do you know what we like? Karaoke.
Yeah.
Did you know, and this just screams America here, please don't take offence. Did you know that there is the world's deadliest karaoke song? And it has been reported.
You're going to let us guess, obviously.
Okay, what is the world's deadliest karaoke song?
Well, can you read about it?
Yeah.
Tell us how the deaths occur, and then we can all guess to ourselves at home and me in the studio what we think this song is.
In the state of Philadelphia, there has been up to 15 murders during the song being played and someone on stage singing said song. This has now meant that there is... 12 people have died since 1998. The song was banned in many karaoke spots across Philadelphia before returning back into 2007. Tragically, the first person to sing it died on stage.
Instantly, just died. They weren't even killed, they just died. God,
was
bang.
Stabbed. No one knows what this tradition is or why this is happening, but it has swept the state of Philadelphia and now up to 13 people have died.
Well,
here we go. The reason the song is forbidden because since 1998, people have begun being murdered for singing it. He added, this is a barman, no one really understands why this song somehow afflicts all the violence in people in karaoke bars in Philadelphia.
I'm piecing some things together here. I'm piecing some things together.
I've made a big mistake.
What?
Imagine my brain's, I'm a bit thick, aren't I?
Yeah, yeah. Big time.
It's not Philadelphia. It's the Philippines. Sorry. It's the Philippines. Sorry. There's me slagging off America. It's the Philippines. I just saw Philly and I thought, it's Philadelphia, isn't it? It's the Philippines.
You brought your own Philadelphia. Can I guess what it would have been if it was in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Because I had it all worked out.
Yeah, go on.
So Philadelphia, big Irish community.
Yeah.
Oh. So I was thinking maybe a song... So it has to be from the 90s-ish, because obviously karaoke's been around for a long time, but the song's in the 90s. I was thinking, what gets people to kill more than anything else? Love and pain. I was thinking, put it up to... Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor.
Wow.
Because you think, it reminds you of someone, it's an Irish, she's Irish.
Yeah, yeah, she's Irish.
It reminds you of someone that you've lost or that has dumped you or whatever, getting you riled up, getting people pissed off, killable. And it's you know, in the 90s. What a guess.
What a guess.
But obviously,
what about for the Philippines? Which is where we find ourselves now.
I'll be honest, I know less about
it's still Filipino culture. It's not a Philippine song.
Is it an English spoken song?
It's an English spoken song. You'll know it straight away. In fact, it's one of the big ones.
Is it My Way by Frank Sinatra?
It is My Way.
No, it's not! The only reason I got that is because that's every song people sing at karaoke. See, that's stupid.
13 people have died on stage. Yeah, but it's 1998 for singing My Way.
But you think about it, right? So 13 people have died singing My Way. But when you think how many people have sang My Way, it is 60% of all karaoke songs are My Way by Frank Sinatra. That's all anyone sings.
You're saying it was bound to happen.
Of course it was. That's like saying, we're going to have to ban T-shirts because people keep dying while they're wearing T-shirts.
No, everyone
wears a T-shirt.
Lying. Not everyone sings
oxygen
My Way.
Oxygen causes death. Every person that's ever died was caught breathing oxygen only moments before. Of course they were. Everyone, come on, you're going to die to a My Way at some point. You go into any karaoke bar in the world and the person is singing My Way. It was bad. I think 13's good.
Yeah, you want the numbers to increase?
I think...
Get
him
up.
If anything, based on the amount of times it was sang and the amount of deaths while it was sang, I think we can statistically say that singing My Way at karaoke reduces your chance of death because it's so common. Simple.
Well, anyone from the Philippines, let us know if you're going to attempt to do it. It was banned for a couple of years, but now it's back. It's mad, isn't it? It's
mad that it was banned.
It's called the My Way Killings.
Wow.
Mad.
Yeah.
That'd be good to not tell Ethan and just get him. We'll go over there for a special.
My Way or the Highway.
Just get him up on stage. Ethan, just go do My Way. Get him on stage.
And now people just fucking. The end is near. People just clamoring after him, trying to stab the shit out of him. I've got a quick story for you.
Yeah.
Just a quickie. Now, this is an interesting one. Coast Guard arrests man trying to run a giant hamster wheel across the Atlantic.
I saw this. The contraption looks unbelievable.
Well, we'll put a picture in. But if you just want to cut to that, there it is. This is. You can. I mean, it's very
clear.
You
pretty much can see it.
That's a hamster wheel for humans.
Why aren't they letting him do it?
Well, let's get into the story and then we'll talk about that because that was my issue. Try as he might, Reza Baluchi can't reach his destination without running afoul of the U.S. Coast Guard. The key problem is his vessel. A giant floating hamster wheel made of boys and wire. Well, there you go. He's made it out of boys. Do you know what I mean? Instantly, I'll say this to you, Reza. I respect the ingenuity. You cannot make a hamster wheel out of boys and try and get that across the Atlantic. Those boys have got families.
They do have families.
Do you know what I mean? You can't just, come on, lads, come on down here. You tie yourselves together, push them in the...
He's got a boy. I bet they're big boys as well, aren't they?
They've got to be big boys because they've got to be able to fill them with air.
I'd definitely be on the list if you need
You'd
to.
You'd be fantastic.
What? Yeah.
You could probably just be hollowed out and be the entire vessel. Do you know, like James and the Giant Peach? You could be the peach. Self-propelled by Baluchi running inside. Baluchi, who lives in Florida after being granted asylum from Iran, was taken in by the Coast Guard last week aboard his vessel following several days of back and forth with the authorities.
That is crazy.
I love that. What's the back and forth? I'm doing it. No, you're not. Two days later. How can it be back and forth? According to a criminal complaint filed in the U.S. District Court of South Florida, the Coast Guard Cutter Valiant came across Baluchi in his homemade vessel about 70 nautical miles east of Tybee Island when he was preparing for Hurricane Franklin. He told them his destination was London, more than 4,000 miles away.
Right. So I understand why they've not let him do it, because he'd die.
He'd die.
He'd die. How long would it take you to do 4,000 miles?
If you're walking, you can do what, 6 miles an hour-ish? That's assuming, you know, you're not walking against a tide of all the ocean's currents. So let's do 4,000 divided by 6. So it's 666 hours. So divide that by 24 to work out the days. That's 27 days, non-stop.
Non-stop.
So then let's say every third of that, he is asleep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So let's times that by point... No.
He's just lost his... You've lost your idea. 1.3, you are not.
36 days.
Nah, it's going to take longer than that.
Yeah, of course it is. That's if there's
I don't
no...
Think you're, I don't think your adding up was right there.
Okay, maybe it
sounds, doesn't sound bad.
What, 30?
You can walk from America to England in 36 days. That's you need.
Wait. 6 miles an hour.
It can't be right, that. 36 days, isn't it bad? I'll just let him have it.
I've probably got the maths wrong there.
You do.
Let's
bring
just say
a point
many
up,
days.
Many days. If you are, can you do 6 miles an hour walking?
That's a very brisk walk. Let's probably more like 3 or 4.
Can you? So what I'm worried about is he'd just be battling against the tide, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He wouldn't really get anywhere.
No, he wouldn't get anywhere. And also, eventually, something that would come untethered, the whole thing would break up and he'd die. But here's my point. And this is a general point, and I don't even think this is particularly sort of forward thinking. I just think maybe it's somewhere between very strongly left wing and forward, like sort of, you know, modern, and incredibly ancient thinking, what I'm about to say to you. I think the right to die should be within the person themselves. I think you should have the right to die if you want to. I don't think it should be illegal to die. Do you know what I mean? I think just in the same way that you're allowed to buy a cucumber, that you're allowed to, you know, walk out in the sun, I think you should... This man, if he wants to strap a load of shit together, walk into the sea and die, he should be allowed to. Yeah. Do you think he should?
Do you not think they've got a right of care, haven't they? But also, I think...
But only if someone wants it.
I'll tell you why I think the US Coast Guard are a bit spooked. The Titanic boys will put them on edge, aren't they?
That's a good point.
They don't want another sort of news storm where you've got a man in a hamster wheel stuck... in the middle of the Atlantic, and no one can find him. And the next thing you know, he's self-combust.
Yeah,
and they don't want it.
No, they just follow his droppings, and then there's no more droppings. We can't find
he's
him.
Done.
Anymore.
He's so done. That's why I think that's worrying. Do you know, I went to Blackpool the other day,
huh?
And I stood by the sea and I looked out.
King Canute,
mental, isn't it? The sea, isn't it?
In what sense?
It's just like so vast.
Yeah.
And like we've stood on the
horizon.
It's like
Trafford Centre, isn't it? Just seems to go on forever.
It's like Selfridges. And I'm stood there and I'm like, wow. And the sun was going behind the horizon.
There we go.
And it was disappearing and I went, that's another day done.
Is this
and
the
that's
most
life,
philosophical
isn't it?
You've ever been?
I just stood there like that. And then unfortunately, because of how awful some of these walk companies are, as my mind just sort of was thinking quite deeply about stuff like that. Could smell shit, and you think, oh well, the water companies have dumped some shit in this water, haven't they?
Yeah, they've pumped it full of guffs, haven't they?
But
yeah, I know what you mean. I had a similar thing the other day. Do you know when you just catch yourself in those weird, like, weirdly philosophical moments?
Were you getting a massage at the time?
I wasn't getting a massage. Thanks, Mom. I was watching Vikings. Have you seen this? So it's
you
like
you would watch Vikings, wouldn't you?
Why?
You want to be a Viking? If you could be anything, Tudor.
Oh.
Greek god, you'd be a Viking.
Maybe. Vikings are quite good. I mean, they're horrible.
Really?
Yeah, I'll beat her. But I was watching it, and it's very sort of dramatised and sexualised and all that, but I was watching it. And I realised they were talking about heading west to see if England existed and, like, making a boat that they could get to England. They didn't even know if it even existed.
What was the rumours that it was, I think?
There was rumours that England was this thing off to the west where there's untold treasures, we can go and pillage the land, get loads of stuff, come back, be rich beyond our wildest dreams, all that. Well. But they didn't even know if it existed. So then they got a boat together, they went across. And I was thinking, like, they set sail and they were, like, cheering because the boat worked. It was made this new way. And I was thinking, like, they haven't got phones. They haven't got, like, cement.
Yeah.
They haven't got any of the types of clothes that we wear. They ain't got nylon, they ain't got plastic, they ain't got anything. And you just think, like, humans are so good, aren't they? Like, we don't give ourselves enough credit, you know, because we're always like, oh, we're killing the planet, and we are, and like, oh, this is bad and that's bad and healthcare and this, that and the other, and we are doing loads of things wrong and we're moving richer. But when you think, like, we've got a telly that can show you things from 10,000 miles away and you can watch it in your hand, and then the next most advanced thing is what? Making a house out of sticks. A fucking bird making a house out of an old chewing gum wrapper. We are smashing it.
Do you know what?
We are doing well. And I was, for a second, I was so proud of us. I thought, even since the Viking times.
Yeah, we were doing well. We do really well. Really
he's got
well.
Some wood tied together by some nutter. And we've got P&O cruisers that could just fucking blast through that ship and not even see it. Not even see it. Think of all the things we've got. I was sat in my room and I was like, that's made out of metal, that's made out of plastic. And then we've got these things that, oh, aren't pigs intelligent? Because it can touch a ball with its nose on a screen. We fucking made that screen. Humans made that screen. Of course it can touch its nose on it. We've made it so easy, a pig could do it. We're incredible. Humans are just the best. We're the best.
Yeah, yeah.
And we do loads of bad stuff, but we're so good.
Well, yeah.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
What a positive note to end on.
Amazing we are.
We've been the Sloppy Unreal. Joes.
This watch tells me how many steps I've done today. What the fuck? How does it know that? I don't even know that. And I'm me. It knows stuff about me that I don't even know. We're so good. I love humans. Well done, humans.
Well done, humans. Right then, we'll see you soon on the Sloppy Joe's podcast. Thank you very much for watching. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Didn't miss Ethan at all, did he, really? Wavy.